So we saw yesterday the sugya about who should be the one making the bracha and who should be the one making benching at the end. Now we started seeing Shulchan Aruch, but I think just before we continue the Shulchan Aruch, there's a very important tesis that we really ought to see. Have a look at the top tesis. If you remember, what was the story? How did this all begin? This began because there was Reb Zeira and Reb Avohu. Now we have to remember the names over here because it's very important. Rabbi Avohu is the host. Okay, Reb Avohu is the host and Reb Zeira is the guest. The Suda, if you remember, was made in his honor because he was Zeicha to a Refuah Shleima. Now, Reb Avohu began and he asked Reb Zeira, the host, would you like to say Birkas HaMoitzi? And he said, no, you're the Balabais, you should be Boitzea. That was correction number one. Correction number two was at the end of the meal, he then said, would you like to bench? To which he responded by saying, no. Don't you remember what Rav Huna said? Rav Huna said that whoever said Amoitzi should be the one benching.
Oh. Sorry.
So he corrected him again. So the Gemara said, so what did Ravo himself hold? Did Ravo disagree with Rav Huna? Rav Huna says, whoever says Amoitzi, he should be the one benching. So why indeed Ravo, having said Amoitzi, why did he offer benching to Reb Zeira? The Gemara says, yes, he disagrees. And he goes with Reb Shimon ben Yechai. Reb Shimon ben Yechai says, yes, the Balabayah should be making a moitzi to give people a nice portion of bread. But the Oireach, the guest, should be the one benching because he's going to give a bracha to the Balabayah. Fine, so it's a machlokes. Which means that the Gemara is telling us that essentially you cannot... Hey, I don't know why it keeps going off. You cannot reconcile these two opinions. That's what the Gemara is telling us. There is one opinion, whoever says Amoitzi, he should be the one benching. There is another opinion that no, the guest should be benching. And it sounds like in the Gemara that those two opinions cannot be reconciled. And Amela, we have to say there's a machlokes. But if you look in the top Tosfos, Tez Tosfos, essentially, we could indeed actually have been miyashev these two opinions, and maybe there's room to say that actually there's no machlekas. Look at the top Tosfos. Loi sovar lo mar. This was Reb Zeira saying to Ravo, don't you hold Lahod the Omer Rav Huna min Bovel, didn't Rav Huna say in Bovel, etc., etc., that whoever says Amoitzi should bench? And he was forced to say, yeah, but I disagree. Says Tosas, Miu, however, Yeish Liyashev. In theory, says Tosas, we could perhaps reconcile Hani, Trey, Lishni, these two opinions, rather than putting these two opinions at odds, saying that it's a machloikis. Maybe we can be miyash of them, and we could say the following. The Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that the guest should bench, that's talking about Keshehabal Habayis, Meisev Imohem. That's talking about when the Balabais is sitting, eating with them. So then, Vadai Hu Boitzeas, and it makes perfect sense that he should be the one cutting the bread. But Voireach Mavorech. In order that the guest can give a bracha to the Balabais. But that's talking about the Balabais was indeed there at the time. But when the Balabais is not there,
Rizban.
Then Hagodol Shebohen Yase Hamoitzi. Then whoever's the greatest, Talmud Chacham, he should be the one making Hamoitzi. Vegamhu Yivarech Berkas Hamozin. And he should be benching as well as well. He should be benching as well. If he began it, he should end it. So says Tosfos that I, in theory, could have been miyashiv these two lishnas. Does the one who made amoitzi, should he also be benching? Instead of saying it's a machloikus, I would have said it depends. If the balabais is present at the time, make sure that the guest is the one who benches in order to give him a bracha. If the balabais is not there, so giving a bracha to the balabais is not relevant. So therefore, you just give everything to the greatest person. So obviously, whoever made amoitzi should bench. So Toby pointing out that this is a kasha. In other words, for some reason, the Gemara sees fit to make a machloikas out of this. But says Tosas, if you would have asked me, I would have said that you could have been miyash of the two opinions. Okay, now with that, have a look now in Shulchan Aruch. So we saw yesterday, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, chelek base in front of you. So we saw yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Zayin. You remember what we saw in Kuf Samach Zayin? I believe it was Sif Yud Dalet, where it says that essentially you should be mechabed the Godel to be making a brach of Hamoitzi. If there's a Kohen, you should give it to a Kohen. If the Barabbas is there, then the Barabbas takes over. Then the Barabbas takes over. Although we did see in Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Dalet that maybe the nowadays the minig is that you give it to the greatest person. Okay, it was unclear. So if you turn now to Reish Aleph, have a look at Reish Aleph. Now, Kuf Samach Zayin with the halachas of Hamoitzi, but Reish Aleph with the halachas of Birkas HaMozen. So it says as follows. Reish Aleph, Sif Aleph. Mi hu hamavarech. Who is the one who's supposed to be benching on everybody's behalf? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Godoil mavarech afilu baba seif. Whoever is the Godoil. Godoil, we explained already yesterday, means Godoil b'chochma. Doesn't mean whoever's the tallest. Whoever is the Godoil b'chochma, he's the one who has to bench. Even if he came towards the end of the meal. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Vimratza litain rishus lakotin levarich. If the Chacham wants to now waive his rights and pass on this rishus to the cotton, then he may. Rashai. Vahani mili kashain sham oireach. But that's only true when there is no guest there. Avol im yeshom oireach hu mevorech afilu im balabayis godol mimenu. Why? Kedei sheyevorech lebalabayis. This is what we saw in the Gemara. That if all things are equal, if there is no oireach, then you give it to the godol. So this would be very much in fitting with Tosfos. That essentially you give it to the Godoil. That's all being equal. But if there's a balabais and there's an Eireach, then make sure you give it to the Eireach in order that he should give a bracha to the balabais. Look at the Mishnah Brura in Sifkaton Aleph. Godoil Mevorech, Hainu a Godoil B'chochma. What this means is the greatest in Chochma Shemokala Mesubin of all those present around the table, who yeah amavarech birkas amazon lekulam. He should be the one benching on everybody's behalf. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, va'av dahashta. Even though nowadays haminhag shekol echad mavarech la'atzmoi belachash. The minig is if everybody quiet benches quietly for themselves. Remember, Rabbi Issa, we have to go over this yesod. We mentioned it a number of times already. In the times of Chazal, Zimun meant not only did you lead the benching, but you actually benched loud on behalf of everybody. Nowadays, we saw this, I think, the first time, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do that. Everybody benches for themselves, because if one person's going to bench on behalf of everybody else, we're worried that people will lose concentration. Does that mean that we've lost the whole concept of Zimun? Absolutely not. We still have Rabbi Yisai Nevarech, he leads the benching. So now, when the Shulchan Aruch says that the Godel is Mavarech, what does that mean, the Godel is Mavarech? It doesn't just say that the Godel does the Zimun. It says that the Godel benches. The Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that after Hashta, even though nowadays we don't have one person benching on behalf of everybody else, rather, everybody benches for themselves quietly. Nonetheless, mikol mokay minag derech eretz lechabdoi, at least to give him kovod sheyehu hamazamein. Underline the word hamazamein. Yes, we're not going to be mechabed him to bench on behalf of everybody. Why? Because the prevalent custom is now that everybody benches for themselves. But we can still, because of Derech Eretz, we mechabed the Godel Shebachochma at least to lead the Zimun. But again, we're all talking for the moment where there's no Balabais and there's no Oireach. Because if there's an Oireach, as we said before, then we'll give it to the guest. Umairi, we're talking about Shekol Hamasubin Heim Balabatim. They're all the Balabatim. They're all eating their own food. Nobody else is eating anybody else's food. So, for example, we all eat in one house and everybody brought their own food. Or we're all eating in a restaurant together. So we're all the balabais. There's no oirea. Balabais. But if one of them would be a balabais, adovar tolui boy litain lo oireach levorech ukadalakamei. Then, as we're going to say later on, then it's a different story. Then we have a whole new set of rules, and that is you give it to the guest. Oy, lemisha yirtze mi b'nei beisa, if yivarech gamkein the balabais, well, he's allowed to give it to anybody else. He chooses if he's the balabais. Basically, if you're the balabais, then you can choose whoever you want to give it to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, im ha-godol moitzi lecha. What happens if the Godel, for example, has got a terrible cold? Lecha literally translates means wetness, dampness. Means he's constantly having to blow his nose. Then, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yivarech Acher. Then it's best if somebody else benches. Why? Ki ein zeh nochein, because it's not correct. Sheyafsik harbe po'omim. It's not correct that he's going to have to stop several times to look after himself. The roy cake, and you have to emit saliva or whatever it is. Va'acherim yamtinu, and other people will have to wait. Now, that lachaira is only talking about in the times of the Gemara or the Shulchan Aruch, where one person is actually benching on behalf of everybody. So then I understand we don't want to have the person benching having to stop every 5 minutes because he's going to keep everyone waiting. But if it's just a question of Zimun, then maybe this doesn't apply because I'm not waiting for anybody. I'm benching for myself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Makaymois, there are some places, Shenoyagin, where the custom is, Shenoysnim La'ovil. You give it to a mourner, Some people give a mourner. Somebody was in Rachmanos Litzlan in Avelus for 12 months. You let him bench. But even if there is a custom like that, that's only where everybody else is essentially equal. So again, if there's a few people eating together and one of them is an oval, then the minig is in some places to give the benching to the oval. But again, there's no balabais, as we said before. But if they're all eating the food of the balabais, then tolui berotzoin balabais. Then it's tolui on the rotzoin balabais. But me sheyirtze litain. Whoever he wants to give it to, that is totally his prerogative to do so. But kol shekain imroitze ba'atzmoi levorich. And kol shekain, if he himself wants to bench, then that's his prerogative. It's his house, his food. He can do what he likes. Okay. Go to the Mishnah Brura, Sifkaton Gimel. We said that im yeshom oireach, if there's a guest, haynu kishu oichel mi pitoi shel balabais. This is when he's eating the pas of the balabais. So then mevorech, he should be the one to make the do the benching because he can give a bracha. Mevorech afilu im yeshom kama oirechim, and if there are several guests, then tolui lefi daitoi shel balabais. Then it's his prerogative. Afilu litin le cotton shabam, even to give any guest whatsoever. Even if somebody is not necessarily the greatest. Says the, look back in the Shulchan Aruch. Uma brocha mevorcha. You're on the third line of the Shulchan Aruch there. What is the bracha that the guest should bless him with? Yirotzen shelo yevosh balabai, shelo yevosh velo yikolim balabai, shelo yimazeh, velo yimavol, v'yatzliach v'chol nechosov, v'yiv nechosov, v'mutzlochim v'krevim lo'ir, v'lo yishlo yitzot m'masi yodo, v'al yizdaki lefonom shum darachi, v'hiro av'ovim, ato v'yad v'ilo. Fine. V'yim balabayis roitze levater. And if the balabayis wants to overlook, wants to forego, pirish, she'ena roitze lahakpid, he doesn't want to be makpid, it's okay. I don't want to have a brocha, I don't need a brocha. He wants to be mevater al birkosoy olavarech birkos amazon ba'atzmoy. So then Rasha is allowed to do so. It's not a chiyuv.
Yes.
To give it. You don't have to give it to a guest. If you'd rather take. I seem to have a bit of a loose connection here. 1 second. If he wants to take it for himself. Is it working now?
Can hear you, can't see you.
Back on?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then he may do that. Says the Ramon Hagor, V'hu adin shiyochay litin levorech lemish yiritza, and he can choose, that's his prerogative, he can give it to whoever he wants. Now, if you look briefly, if we're here anyway, look at seat base in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Loi yaktim chochem Yisrael l'koyin ama'oretz l'vorech l'fonov derech choik u'mishpot kohuna.
Sorry.
What does that mean? That if the Chacham wants to give it to the Kohen Am Ha'aretz, that he may do so, but he must not do so as an official covered to the Kohen. Because then you are elevating the Maila of Kahuna above the Maila of Chachma. And ultimately, the Maila of Chachma, somebody's a Talmud Chacham, that's the Maila that beats all other Mailas. So that's what it means. Don't be Mechabadim Derech Choik Umishpot Kahuna, as if there's some sort of halachic requirement to give it to a Kohen. There isn't. If you have somebody there who's a Talmud Chacham, then he gets first rights. But if the Chacham wants to give him Rishus, he's allowed to do that.
The Chacham here is the Baal HaBayis?
Anybody.
Anyone.
Anybody. So if there's a Chacham there, and you turn around to the Chacham, would you like to bench? And he turns around and says, oh, no, how can I? There's a Kohen over here. That's wrong. Yeah. But if he says, don't do the Kohen, he says, oh, thank you very much for the cupboard. I'm happy to give it to my dear friend, Mr. Kohen Am Ha'aretz. Then he's allowed to. Why is that not anymore a bizoyan for the Chochma? The answer is, look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah explains. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sikot Niyud. Ratzayin Eloimar Ein Bozeh Pechisus Erech. There is no devaluation in the value of the Talmud Chacham. Why not? Because Mide'enoi Mevorech Bilti Rishusai. Because at the end of the day, he is only benching with the Rishus of the Talmud Chacham. So if the Talmud Chacham passes it on to him and says, oh, I have to give it to you because you're a Kohen, then that's a Bizoyan. Because as if to say, well, I've got one Maila, I'm a Talmud Chacham. You've got another Maila that you're a Kohen, I'm all right. Well, your Maila beats my Maila. That's a Bizoyan. Because ultimately, there is no Maila greater than being a Talmud Chacham. But if you're passing it on to him and you're giving him permission, and that's not a bezayin for Chochma, because this guy, this Kohen Am Ha'aretz, knows full well that he is only zeicha to bench because the other person gave him permission. He didn't say to him, oh, I have to give it to you by rights. He says, I'd like to give it to you. And for that matter, even if he's not a Kohen, the Talmud Chacham can give it to anybody he wants. Yochalitim le'rashus levorich. Look back in the Shulchan Aruch. Havol koyein Talmud Chochem mitzvah lahakdimoi. Then it really is a mitzvah. Shanema v'kidashtoi liftoyach rishon or levorech rishon. He always has to come first. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Beis. Look at Yud Beis. Vafilu im haTalmud Chochem hu gadol mimenu. The ain olav chiyuv lechabdoi machmas mitzvahs vekidashtoi mikol mokem toiv sheyaktim akoyim lefonav kivin shu gam kein chacham. In other words, what happens if the kohen is a talmud chacham, but there is somebody there who is a bigger talmud chacham? Until now, we've spoken about a talmud chacham versus an am ha'aretz. What happens if you've got a Talmud Chacham, but the Kohen happens to be an even bigger Talmud Chacham? So here there's no, it's not necessary, the mitzvah of a Kiddushtoi doesn't necessarily require the Talmud Chacham to give it to the Kohen, albeit the Talmud Chacham is a bigger, the Kohen is a bigger Talmud Chacham, but the other guy is also a Talmud Chacham. But Mikol Mokim, nonetheless, Toiv Sheyaktim HaKohen Lefonov, it still is a good thing to give first rights to a Kohen, Kim Shu Gam Kein Chochem, V'ho'oise Kein Hu Marich Yomim. And if you do this, you're Zeicha to lengthy days. A tremendous skula from the Mishnah Berurah. If somebody wants Arichas Yomim, Ish Mechaba the Kohen who's a Talmud Chochem. Says the Mishnah Berurah finally in Yud Gimel, what does it mean that the Kohen always comes first? Liftoyach Rishoin, the Kriyas HaTorah. Ulevarech Rishoin, Basuda, the Berakas HaMotzi, Berakas HaMazon, Chein Lahotzi BeKiddush, V'Kidashtoi Ulechol Dovasha BeKedusha. Not only that, the Kosovar Poiskin, the Bechlal Liftoyach Rishoin, included in this concept of he should be the first one, who liyos Rosh HaMadabrim. Chol Kibbutz Am, Ramesh Zeli, you're listening to this? Rosh HaMadabrim, you have to be the first speaker. Chol Kibbutz Am, whenever there's a collection of people, whenever there's a meeting, first speaker should be the Kohen. V'lid Rosh Tchila V'hu Adin B'Yeshiva Yedav V'Rosh, if there's a meeting, you should be the first one. V'ayin B'Mogin Avram Shemet Tzadid. He leans in the direction, the Halimud Mavakidashta Yehuda Eraisa. The Mogen Avram holds. That the Kidash is a Deraisa. It's not just a nice Indian, it's a mitzvah and a Torah. Umikol mochim on the bottom line. Im hakoyin roitz lachlik covered laacher, he's allowed to forego his covered. Rasha is allowed to rak b'kriya satira in a yochel limcho. So kriya satira is the exception. If there's a koyin in the shul, it makes no difference. Even if Reb Chaim Kanievsky is there in the same shul, you would give the koyin who's the biggest amoretz first aliyah, and he cannot be meichel for reasons beyond the scope of our discussion now. Now, just before we close, I want to just see one more line. Look at the end of that Mishnah Berurah. The end of that Mishnah Berurah. Can you see where it says three lines before the end of that Mishnah Berurah? Toiv lahakdim Levi gam ken liYisrael. One was if there is no Kohen. Does Levi get first rights? So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say you're chayev. He says it's toiv. It's a good thing. Imheim shavim b'chochmah. Obviously, again, if they're shavim b'chochma, if one's an amal oretz, one's a tamal chochma, obviously you give it to tamal chochma. But you should lechatchila let him go first, brikas hamazon, or b'moitzi, v'chim b'nasina satzdaka. The homak kadimim oisei b'kriya. Because you see that you give him first rights for kriya satira gamkein b'fnei Yisrael. So you see that a levi also has chashivus over and above a Yisrael. So these are very, very, very important halachas. The halacha of the kiddashto is a mitzvah d'iraisa. I remember I had a cousin once staying with me for Shabbos, a first cousin of mine, and he's a Kohen. So I offered him to bench on Friday night. He took it up. On Shabbos morning, I said to him, would you like to bench, please? He said, no, it's okay. I benched already last night. I said, please, I want a bench. I want you to bench. He says, no, I feel bad to do it again. I said, you're taking away my mitzvah of the Kiddashtei. So he benched, and then Shalosh Shudos again. As machaber him to bench a third time. Each time is a mitzvah of the Kiddashtei. That's the mitzvah to mechabed a kohen. But as we've seen, a tremendous chiddush, a very important halacha, as important and kodesh the kohen is, but more important still is a talmud chacham amoretz, a talmud chacham a yisrael versus a kohen amoretz. So okay, we're going to hold it over here. Tomorrow there will not be a shir, so we're going to pause now till Bezrat Hashem next month. Next month is Bemis and Yusugya, and we should just be here Besuras Teus from everybody. Those fast should fast well, those davening should daven well, and we should all be zeichet to Gmar Chasima Teva, a good Geben Shteyo, and I look forward, Bezrat Hashem, to resuming, all being well, the beginning of winter's month, where we'll carry on from where we left off here.
Yeah.
All the best, Ravon, all the best, Rabbi Yosef, and the Ramesh Zedek will be in touch then.
Okay.